All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, I have some shredded comic books here. There were some that were not able to be sold at an estate sale. So they shredded them bad boys up, I believe, for mulching purposes. But I got a hold of one of them because I want to test a theory.
Okay. Tell me about your theory.
My theory. So a lot of comics in the past have there's a rumor that that the creator's blood was mixed into the ink.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Blood comics.
Blood comics. You know, I think this was used in the comic scare and what have you, satanic rituals and whatnot. But what I've done is I'm going to juice up some of these comic shreds, can't say what comic they came from. And if there is a particular creator whose blood is in here, my little DNA tester will find out and we can play a game based on that.
Oh, it's like we can make the absolutely worst version of Jurassic Park.
Yep.
Where like anything you bring back is worse than 1,000 Tyrannosauruses.
All right. So I'm just going to turn on my little Cuisinart here. And then I'm going to take a dropper. We're going to put this in the machine.
Okay.
I'm getting a readout here. I'm getting a readout. Christine 16. Oh, these are fucking Kiss lyrics, man. No, it's a Kiss comic. No.
Gross.
Oh, Kiss. Oh, there's a Kiss game. No, Kiss Psycho Gross. Circus.
The Nightmare Child. Yeah, don't give it its full due. This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Out of Suffering, the only podcast recorded and broadcast live from my shower.
Oh, I knew that sometimes you didn't podcast fully clothed, and now you're recording.
Come on, man.
it is the fiction. It is the small lie that keeps us
it's
going.
The paper bag that lets people know you're not drinking booze. You could be drinking anything.
Yeah. But this week we're talking about Kiss Psycho Circus, The Nightmare Child. We've attempted to do this in the past.
Yes.
We had attempted with Evan, Radio Free Midworld stalwart Evan, who also ran this ran or maybe still runs the Sad Paul Stanley Twitter account. Kiss fan. ?
I'm not sure. I don't know how many layers of irony they might be on.
but we were unable to get it to run back then because Dreamcast emulation wasn't quite up to snuff. But now we can, and tons of people have put this into the suggestion thing. We have Brandon, we have Samuel, we have Jeff, and we have Drew, who have all put this in here because it is,
well,
an irresistible concept for the show.
Follow the trail of breadcrumbs that begins and ends with it being called Kiss, : Psycho Circus, : The Nightmare Child.
It's easy to discern.
Yeah. This is a Gary pick this week because I was looking through a lot of times when I'm picking up stuff where I have Jack Suffering, I do games based on, and then I put in a different thing at the end. For Google, which is why I keep doing all these food games and stuff.
Right.
And I was like, what about bands? You know, and I knew there was a Journey game and I knew there was that. And then I just saw this in the list and I was like, Away to the Races. I'd forgotten that we were going to do it before. And this felt like it was rich because it's called Kiss Psycho Circus, The Nightmare Child. It's a transmedia property about Kiss. The band, their comic, The Psycho Circus, and a side story about a Kiss cover band that goes and gets superpowers
by taking on the pieces of armor of Kiss.
Yes. And then fuck me if it's not a bad game. the Windows version is like a Lithtech engine thing, so it's like blood and such. It's a boomer shooter. It's got horrible theming. But in terms of it just being like moving around and shooting stuff, not so bad.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. You know? Like, you couldn't pay me to watch like a cutscene from it, or
not for the show. The
story. Well, yeah,
yeah. I would for the show. You could pay me to watch the cutscene read out the story. Yeah. Very explicitly, you could. It's one of the main things you can pay me for.
Yeah.
This gives and gives. In the first level of this, there are posters for the band in the Psycho Circus. So there are other bands. Other than Kiss, apparently, in the Psycho Circus, including Wicked Jester.
I love Wicked Jester.
I'm a big fan of Wicked Jester. This whole thing is very Zane Rocks.
Yeah.
You know, the Slayers, Vengeance of the Slayers, you know, but done straight.
I would be really surprised if there's not some of that seems like a real Jay Tholen kind of thing to pull from something this embarrassing for that.
It's beautiful. Like that is one of my most anticipated games.
Oh yeah.
The demo for that's so fun. And it's going to be really funny. What I wasn't expecting. So Wicked Jester makes sense. There's a little bit of the cosmology of there being different bands. I was not expecting so many full size billboards for ice cold gin.
which is I believe a Kiss song, so like why not.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. My catalog on Kiss is not very strong because they're fucking awful. they're the worst goddamn band. They're so disgusting.
So
disgusting band.
Second week in a row where we're probably going to alienate fans of something.
But it's going to be, there's more to talk about here because this also has on the Wikipedia. Check this out. Kevin Biff Gabinacci of GameZone gave the PC version 9 out of 10, saying this game rocks. What I am most pleased with is the support that the website offers. Not only is there a forum where gamers can post games and ask questions that the KPC staff can answer, as well as fellow gamers, but let's go one step further. There's a live chat session between certain hours where you can ask questions via chat with some of the KPC staff. Way impressed. Other games should follow this ideal.
I think that every game should, there's graphics, there's gameplay, there's replay value, and then another customer service.
Yeah, website. I love this review. This game rocks. What I'm most pleased with is the website. It's so funny. Biff Gabinacci, Jacoby? I think it's probably Jacoby.
Yeah,
Kevin Biff Jacoby of GameZone, no link. Just loves this fucking website.
Okay, so Cold Gin is a song by Kiss, one of the earliest of Ace Frehley's contributions to the catalog. The chorus, ooh, it's Cold Gin time again, you know it'll always win. Cold Gin time again, you know it's the only thing that keeps us together. Ow!
The difference between this and the Resonance episode is that my dislike of Kiss is funny. Like Kiss is funny. The Residents are trying to be funny, but they're not funny. Uh-huh. The Kiss is trying to be taken very seriously and are disgusting but funny.
It's hilarious that like this caused a moral panic, because if you go and listen to like any Kiss song, like it is the most generic, just like kind of cock rock, but just like, oh, we're gonna go drink, and I'm gonna be like salacious with a lady, yeah.
Yeah.
But like they're like their music, it's like it's almost all just like 12 bar blues shit almost.
Yeah. It's it's all just them having makeup.
Yeah.
It's really just like Clown Patterns, the band.
Uh-huh.
You know, and there's a lot to them in terms of revolutionizing the evil clown genre of music. Like they are the front runners of the evil clowns with like horrible dumb lore.
Yeah.
Attached. This comic, I saw that for over two decades, comics featuring Kiss.
Yeah. Well, there were the Marvel ones. How long was Psycho Circus published?
Psycho Circus was only 3 years.
Okay.
There's only 31 issues of Psycho Circus, but Psycho Circus has all the lore, portraying the members of KISS as supernatural beings known as the Four Who Are One, or the Elder, colon, the Demon, the Star Bearer, the King of Beast or Beast King, and the Celestial. the Four Who Are One, for these like 60-year-old men who fucking hate each other.
Like, and hate you, most hate likely.
Each other, hate you, like, could not have more contempt for you or the each other or themselves. It's a three-way tie for how much these horrible rich white guys hate.
Good God. Man, I've got a whole, I mean, just a bunch of stuff about Gene Simmons in particular here. If we need diversion material, he's one of the worst humans that has ever been.
He's a great monster. Like he's a good villain. He's a Freddy Krueger.
I mean, and
how's
also,
his website?
I don't know. I thought that was a serious thing. I have not gone to GeneSimmons.com. And like, this is a band who one of the, like it's a track off of Love Gun, one of their first albums. I made a reference to it. Christine 16. This is straight up some, Ted Nugent shit right here.
Yeah.
Talks about like... seeing her come out of a school.
Yeah. I don't care for that.
No.
One bit.
No.
They also, for me, famously, their song Lick It Up, which is about licking it up. And then they, one of the other members of KISS, perhaps the Star Child, was given to rejoin like a piece of cake, which is not like really how you lick anything up.
Nope.
You lick it up like a piece of cake. You chew cake, you idiot.
Yeah.
Like, it's not floor gin.
Oh, also cold gin. They may have those billboards there because they did release a vanity gin called cold gin.
That's just gin that's been changed in temperature.
Yeah. KISS cold gin. I mean, also I have a bunch of stuff on KISS merchandise as well.
Yeah. KISS is rich, man. This is a rich vein of just repulsive culture stuff like ICP before ICP.
I mean it's ICP for boomers is what it is.
Yes, and actually evil.
Yes,
you know, as opposed to ICP who are comrades. I just found out, I was looking on the game facts of this, the fact for this, the one full fact, was done January 2022 by Dengle.
Yeah, Dengle. Hey, my boy. Dengle. Hey, Dangle, what the fuck?
Dangle, no. Damn it, Dangle.
And Dangle, continue. Consummate professional. There's no craziness here. Just right down to business. Just right there. And then has the PayPal at the end. Not even like crazy thanks. Just one thanks to like a named person. Somebody named Jared.
Dangle is a professional. Fact maker, yes. And has done a lot of great work and is active, amazingly active to this day. You know, more or less, but maybe has some questionable taste in games.
But I mean, a consummate professional, not necessarily making games. They're making facts for games that he loves, probably.
Maybe he's collecting bounties.
That possible?
Yeah, the KISS bounties. A professional faxter, you know.
I'll take a KISS bounty. I'll hunt those guys down.
I'm down ace freely. Just like, hey, Star Child.
Oh God. But yeah, this is just a lift tech shooter. You know, and just, it is a lift tech shooter where you're shooting monsters, but like the monster design is hilariously bad. Like, just, it's all just nothings.
Yeah. They're just little creepy little assets who wander around. Like, there's the main thing you fight in the first level before you are introduced to the clown Arachnid, of the first demon that you're going to fight at the Psycho Circus, are just little, skittering guys who are kind of like shitty drafts of the bad guys in Prey.
Mm-hmm.
Little slime spiders from Prey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about a lift tech shooter, though. I'm particularly nostalgic for this, just because of the time that I spent with Quake 3.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lith Tech is great. Mm-hmm. You know, you do all kinds of stuff. This is where Blood 2 mm-hmm. came from, Lith Tech. No One Lives Forever, which we played.
That you're right. Yeah, Monolith was doing stuff in there. Yeah, there's just something about, like, I don't know, just the way the textures look, and also just like how, like, the proportion of things as well. Yeah,
it's pleasing.
It is pleasing to my sensibilities. Yeah.
When I think about these, like, basically all of those engines are pretty pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, the Duke Nukem one, also pretty pleasing.
Build
engine's very pleasing as well.
Yeah.
How have we not done Sanity Aiken's Artifact yet?
What?
Another Lith Tech game with Agent Nathaniel Kane voiced by Ice-T. It's a 3D engine top down gauntlet, Sanity Aiken's Artifact.
This feels familiar.
We haven't done it. I'm putting in the bin.
Oh, you know what? This has come up before. It's the fact that it's just Windows. There's a
Well, so we can probably play it now. Like on the Abandonware.
We can give it a shot. Yeah.
Yeah. This looks great.
Sanity Aiken's Artifact.
Sanity. God. Survival is a state of mind. What a weird, trashy era for everything.
Yeah.
It's like Carnival of Souls, the final sessions.
Come on. And just everybody keeps on touching that fucking carnival and circus stove. Yeah, they should, let's just do it.
it's all so bad. What are you guys doing?
Oh my God. How long did it take you to realize that KISS wasn't dangerous? That, like, it wasn't like, especially, like, you know, the like hardcore, like, or even, like, you know, good music? Because, like, it always had the air of this forbidden thing, but it's just so silly.
My uncle, who I talked about before, who was in a heavy metal band before, that made it big in Germany, I remember talking about KISS and did not like KISS.
Okay.
They were fake, but when you listen to my uncle's band, they didn't wear costumes. They weren't evil clowns. Uh-huh. They didn't have a mythos, but they weren't, I don't think, that much better.
Right.
Than this musically. But that's how I learned a little bit of a contempt for KISS. And then as just my musical taste developed, it's the opposite of what kind of music I could ever be caught dead listening to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's all pretty embarrassing to me sounding. So.
You know, it's literally music that Homer joked about in the episode where he was out of touch. I used to rock and roll every night and party every day. But now I'm lucky if I get to party on the wheel for 2 hours on the weekend.
Every other day. Yeah. It's all pretty gross. I have a, you know, sometimes a non-ironic lore perspective from like a shitty band like this can be kind of fun to me.
Okay.
You know, just kind of like, oh, okay, like, he's the king of beasts. You know, it's okay, I'll go along with it. You know, like, sure, whatever you say, man, you're the king of beasts. KISS, finding out that at the very least Gene Simmons was a really bad person.
Yeah.
Did a lot to disabuse me of any like charm.
Right.
This might have had the demon, the God of Thunder, Dr. Love, Reginald Van Helsing, a.k.a. Kyum Witz, his real name.
His actual name. Big neocon. He was like way in line with the George W. Bush administration. Huge simp for Israel. Like, has bent over backward to support the IDF.
Yeah. You know? There's a lot of, like, and you look at the controversial section, there's a lot of stuff that just, like, absolutely, you know, comments on suicide and depression. You're like, oh, are they good? No. His interview was like, I've never understood, because I always call them on their bluff. I'm the guy who says jump when there's a guy on top of the building.
Jesus.
When a guy says I can't take it anymore, I'm gonna jump. Are you kidding? Fucking... why are you announcing it? Shut the fuck up, have some dignity and jump. Pretty rough.
Yeah.
And it drew some criticism from Nikki Six of Motley Crue. Like, when I'm on Nikki Six's side,
yeah,
something is wrong. Like, the power scales have been imbalanced greatly.
Nikki Six chose to associate with Tommy Lee.
Yeah. And yet, in this scenario, the enemy of my enemy.
Good God.
You know? I do like this. He made an appearance on Fox and Friends to promote his new book, but shortly after burst into a staff meeting uninvited, unbuttoning his shirt and telling jokes. I wish that they were all like very like, you know, where does a cowboy cook his beans? On the range. Like just really innocent, yeah. You know, jokes.
Yeah, no. And so he was kicked off of Fox News specifically because of comments that he made about the Me Too movement.
Yeah, kicked off of Fox News for comments about the Me Too movement.
Yeah. What curve because he was on? Specifically like, oh, do you want me to talk about like how disgusting guys like Weinstein are? Like literally one of his quotes were, dudes are gross, testosterone makes us monsters. Like,
oh my God.
You fucking asshole.
It's so funny whenever anybody says that, because it's the same thing like whenever in a situation where someone's like, you know, I'm just saying what we're all thinking and nobody's thinking it.
Yeah.
You know, like I've said this before, my friend who I remain unnamed, who like when all my friends were together, I was like, you know, you shit your pants a couple times a year. Like it just happens. And nobody could go with him on it. Cause the last time I shit something that wasn't a toilet was I had like really bad stomach stuff, and sharted in bed like years ago. Right.
Yes.
That happens every once in a while, but I don't shit times a year.
I mean, like I remember every single time it's ever happened, you know, outside of like when I was a toddler, which is I can count it on one hand with plenty of room.
Yeah. You know? It's not unnumbered like the stars in the sky.
Yeah. Like I remember each of them because it's one of the worst days I've ever had.
So he's saying this, but I'm a man and I have testosterone in my veins.
Yeah.
And I don't find it that hard.
Yeah.
Not to be a disgusting shithead. Says, like it's actually not that hard, you know?
Here's the quote. The lunatics have taken over the asylum when respected business entities such as yourself ask guys like that to stick their ask guys that like to stick their tongues out what I think of Harvey Weinstein. Okay, I'm a powerful and attractive man, and what I'm about to say is deadly serious. Men are jackasses. From time to time we're young, or from the time we have testosterone, I'm not validating it or defending it. It didn't stop there, saying, hey chicks, sue me, while pulling open his shirt and baring his chest and stomach.
Oh boy.
what a fucking just monster.
He's a huge supporter of the foreign policy of the George W. Bush administration.
Uh-huh.
Specifically the foreign policy.
And then you think, okay, God, there are probably people who are just like, oh, he might not be that bad because the Trump administration was too much for him. And he says that anybody who didn't take the COVID vaccine is is the enemy, is the devil, or whatever.
Anyone who did or didn't. Yeah.
Anybody who didn't. So he is anti-Trump and pro-vax, which I need to say, if your thought is, oh, that makes him our friend. No.
No, you're wrong, Mueller, she wrote. Like you're incorrect about all that.
Occupy Democrats. Who thinks that Gene Simmons should lick his way all the way to the White House?
Voted up like a piece of cake.
Oh my God. He was kicked out. Like he was barred from performing at a Michael Jackson tribute concert. Because he had made disparaging remarks about Michael Jackson, basically just for being a drug addict. I think he was saying like, get it together, guy.
I'm cool with everything else that guy does. Yeah,
after Prince died, he called it pathetic.
Man. In 2002, he launched a magazine called Gene Simmons's Tongue. Five issues. Fucking A, man. But we're here, you know, we get on forever. He also went to the Psycho Circus as the demon / Lord of the Weakness, creature of fire and shadow, blood and thunder. He embodies vengeance and terror, the darkest impulses of mortal souls, but also the purgative flames of rebirth, destruction that precedes creation. His is the element of fire. It's all pretty bleak, man.
Yeah.
this whole This whole thing, I started off laughing about this. Now I'm depressed.
Sorry. Didn't mean to bring Twitter onto the episode,
but it's okay.
So the Psycho Circus became it was a concept album that they released in 1998.
Yes.
Kind of coinciding and alongside this, there is a plagiarism controversy. people allege that it took from Alice Cooper on that. Mm-hmm. And, Insane Clown Posse kind of came in and said, hey, these guys are copying our style. let's see here. Shaggy Two Dope put in a couple of bars in to the song Everybody Rise, rapping, fuck Gene Simmons, you make me sick. Psycho Circus, you stole my shit. Spit your blood and do your dance, but I'll beat that ass through your leather pants. Pretty good. You
don't. Yeah, pretty good. the song Psycho Circus is 5.5 minutes long.
No, shouldn't be. Can't be.
We should probably cut that in its entirety right now. just to really get the audience and see how dedicated they are. You know, like, you make it to the end, we'll tell you the secret of Duck Feeds Gold.
I'm not gonna do that. I'll put in a little bit of the chorus. We're in time from the human race. You're in the sack. You're in the sack of circus. You're in the sack. You're in the sack of circus. And I say welcome to the show.
Oh, there you. I've never heard it before. I don't know that this is specifically good. And no. Gene Simmons isn't even in it. It's a Paul Stanley joint. He's the cat meow meow man, I believe.
I believe he's the kitty cat man.
Yeah, he's no, he's the star child. He's the one with the star over his eye.
Oh yeah. I don't know who the
These men have such gross body hair.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm imagining like shaving their chest and it just turning into a slip and slide. Like, without you having to do anything.
Oh my god. I want to see some more of the tracks off of the Psycho Circus.
It's less than you might think. Like, the songs just have generic names.
Yeah.
Like, Into the Void is a little bit, you know, but like, You Wanted the Best. We Are the One.
Yeah.
I Pledge Allegiance to the State of Rock and Roll. Suck my dick. Like, oh, writer's Cuomo. Is that Rivers Cuomo? No.
What?
It doesn't have a link. One of the writers on his last name is Cuomo.
Huh.
Yeah.
Curtis Cuomo. But,
There we go.
Is the name on there. That was Paul Stanley.
Yes. Yeah, they have their fake names as well. what unpleasant looking men too.
Yeah.
We're so fucking sexy. And they're just, you know, I understand there's a little bit of gauche to make fun of people's appearance, mm-hmm. but they're real gross looking men.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I would have a little bit more. So here's the thing. The fact that they appear all the time in their makeup, you think, oh yeah, that was probably, but if they just were out there and were, you know, homely guys who, you know, who played rock and roll, that'd like be R. fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have tons of room in my heart for a homely fellow who likes rock and roll.
Yeah. But they had to like go out and do all this pomp and circumstance. So when you actually see the face reveal, it's a little, it's a little underwhelming, right?
I also am a little bit disturbed by the fact that they have, if you're on Gene Simmons, his filmography is huge.
Oh yeah. No, there was, and it's not just like him doing like Kiss stuff. There were attempts to bring him in, as an actor. Like, he popped up in a terrible comedy movie that I watched like in the late aughts. I was like, the hell, dude? Yeah.
He's in The New Guy.
He was in The New Guy. I think he was in The Other Guys as well.
Oh, loves being in these movies about guys.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
But yeah, let me see what that was. He was in The New Guy. Oh god, The New Guy, where DJ Qualls moves to a new. I remember that because his best friends were these two big guys who played EverQuest, and they said nonsensical things like, I just got to the 60th level of Kunark. Kunark is an expansion. It's a continent. There is not 60 levels.
There aren't levels to the continent, you idiots.
Yeah.
DJ Qualls should fire them.
Oh no, he was an extract. He was in the movie Extract. Man. Yeah, that the terrible horror, movie.
Mike Judge's libertarian screed.
Yeah, just like hey, like haha, laughing out loud about how bad unions are. Yeah, I know they got Extract in there. You got Gene Fucking Simmons in there.
GamesFAQ wise, there's an all timer GameFAQ to me. in this, and I say it unironically, like I got a lot of joy out of this.
It was so good you sent me a link to it.
Yeah, I was like, you gotta see this. So not 11 months ago, not long ago,
mm-hmm.
Top message board thing, no responses. LCHH93 says, I was playing this game when 9/11 happened, which, so I clicked on that as like, this could be very funny in many ways, like mm-hmm. if this is him reflecting.
Yep.
You know, or if he's just talking about like, man, time really flies. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Like there, you know, it'd be kind of funny. But then the only content of the message is I could have stopped it. That's incredible. Coffee came out of my nose. Like the idea of the quantum, like the series of dependent events, like the one person who could have stopped that tragedy and changed the course of human history was too busy playing Psycho Circus and they're posting on the GameFAQs message board.
Uh-huh.
Is too delicious for me.
you know, it's funny as a shit post, right? Just like, yeah. Oh yeah, I could have stopped here or whatever. But reading it as if it is like he is genuinely rueful.
Yes.
Just like, oh God, I just he has been walking. And this was posted 11 months ago. We're recording this in mid-November. This very likely could have been around the time of the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
Of 9/11. Just, oh God, just walking around, his shoulders heavy with the burden, knowing of all those souls.
Can you imagine? All those,
just seeing the world that happened because 9/11 happened. He could have stopped.
The Arachna clown has a lot of blood on its hands. more than you might think.
Oh my gosh. We're about up on time, and I know you wanted to keep this
I eat lunch.
Gotta go eat lunch, but I had a whole tab open with Kiss merchandise.
Oh, tell me something.
You know, so like noticeably, like the one big ripoff thing was a gag gift that they sold. They sold air guitar strings, which is just an empty bag. Oof. with a cardboard topper. You know, like mm-hmm. you know, pretty shitty. There's a Hello Kitty / Kiss themed toilet paper. Like they had this whole big collaboration that they did with Sanrio because Kiss apparently pretty popular in Japan. Like there's also Kiss super spicy chili tomato meat buns that they've put out over there. They're Kiss condoms and things like that. But there is one that is especially that I need you to see. So over there in the Slack, I need you to open that. I need to get your reaction.
All right. So far, so good. I don't want to spoil it for myself. I'm going to click on the link. Mm-hmm. Cole has sent me. Oh, you got to look at it. This is from Nashville Casket Sales. The Kiss Casket. end of the road.
Own an officially licensed Kiss casket. This is the ultimate piece of memorabilia to complete any Kiss cave or collection.
That's the display Kiss cave.
Horizontally or vertically, open or closed. The interior is badass too, with black velvet and another HD image on the cap panel. Dimebag Daryl was buried in one of these.
Oh, why is he not haunting us all?
Yeah.
Like this is proof of the afterlife. Like
it's the Kiss casket. Proof
of the lack of the afterlife. Like if there was an afterlife or there were ghosts, Dimebag Daryl could not rest easy in the Kiss casket.
Nope.
Like it's hard to describe how ugly this thing is. It looks like a Kiss pinball machine turned into a casket. Like this started as a pinball machine, but then they thought it would work better as a casket.
Yeah.
And every like 12 inches on the side of it is a picture of a different member of Kiss. Just staring mournfully out from like a little cameo sized picture here. Uh-huh. It also has a sheet. So when it closes on you, you're looking at a sideways oriented Kiss picture for your entire life. Or death.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, man.
It's
That's
funny.
Really something.
I need to see here because I also,
how much is it?
Oh,
call for more info.
I, I can't pull it up. I mean, caskets are pretty costly, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Many thousands.
Nashville caskets. Did you go to their other stuff?
No.
Dude, please click on caskets.
Okay.
They do, so
their specialty seems to be wrapped caskets. It's novelty caskets. So there's one that looks like a school bus.
Here's one with the Coco Melon family on it.
Meet Me on the Beach, it says.
Yeah. This started as decorations for an Airbnb, but I thought it'd be better as a casket.
There's a Paw Patrol casket. Oh my God. Oh no.
Look at Sunny's. What? This is a custom one they made for somebody named Sunny, I assume.
Okay.
It's second column, maybe 10 down.
Okay.
And it's right next to the one for Cash Fiendsy.
There's Sunny. Yeah, that's just a picture.
Incredible.
That's just a picture of this, of what
dude
appeared. I mean, like, as he lies in there, but he's standing and there's a dove.
He's got a big smile on his face. If I died and you photoshopped me into a heaven and put it on my casket, I could do nothing because I'd be dead.
Well, yes. Yeah.
I wish I could, though.
I'm mortified at the Paw Patrol casket, Gary. And the,
Frozen casket? That's what I thought was Coco Melon because of the little dead-eyed character. Yeah. Looks like a Coco Melon. Oh no, that is the Coco Melon one. The Paw Patrol one is different. These are these are kids' caskets.
Yeah.
These are caskets for babies.
Yeah. I'm trying to open up the urns. The urns do not appear to be as tacky.
Elsa from Frozen.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's just urns. Yeah,
the urns are a little tacky.
I mean,
infant and child urns, little tacky, but it's hard to get as like the Kiss casket is definitely the tackiest of them, but there it's not as big a slam dunk as you maybe would want it to be.
Right.
Like, there's just something very sad to me about, we're talking about something recently, how like it sucks when people bury people with riches.
Yes.
You know, like you have a little kid and the kid's really into Lego, and then you get a custom, like a casket that's painted like a Lego carnival ride and bury them in it. It's something very fucking dystopian and disgusting about all of this. What does it mean? This one though, Jesus on it. Mixed messages. Like that seems like.
All I can think is like grief just makes you do insane things.
It's actually fucking insane. I like this one, looks like a graphics card on the right column. Like it looks like an Nvidia casket, like on the right column, like seven down or so. That one's kind of fun. Yeah.
Woof. Yeah.
Anchor down.
Love that for an old Navy guy.
Yeah.
Anchor down's pretty good as it lowers into the ground.
Meeting at the beach is also very funny. As like just like, this started as an ARG and ended up a burial. Like I don't, this is getting too depressing. I have to go eat lunch. Nashville casket sales is amazing. These school bus ones are bleak as well.
The school bus one, I have to assume that is for a beloved school bus driver.
Yeah. And not a beloved school bus passenger. The camouflage one with the deer is really interesting too. Cause if you got buried in camouflage, they wouldn't be able to see you.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Oh shit. Is this one a jet ski? Oh, the Ghostbusters one has a proton pack. It's based on the Ecto-1.
Oh, huh.
There's also a Ghostbusters.
Also ironic. Yeah, there is a ghost. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's very ironic. You can never escape. It would capture you and put you back in the casket.
Yeah, no. They wanted to be sure is the thing.
Yeah. God damn it. fuck, man. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this. We appreciate you. Don't die. If you do die, don't get a novelty casket. Don't listen to Kiss. If you want to, you can, but don't. And then go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and give us some dollars and leave us ratings and reviews.
Yeah, please, please, please do. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. And I don't know what else to say. I'm pretty blasted. Kind of fucks me up a little bit.
Pretty blasted. Just remember, until next time, you're always allowed to panic.